Hello and welcome to this 10th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand?
Sawadee krap.
And of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, I've been in Bangkok for around about sort of 2 to 3 days now, nearly 3 days, enjoying what it's like in 2024. I'm going to be going up to the airport in a very short while, and I'm going to be picking Kung up. Kung has flown down a couple of days late because, you know, we've been busy with the farm. So Bangkok in 2024, come on, let's do it. I must admit that when I actually arrived, I was just surprised just how, in a sense, quiet the airport was. You know, I know I'd only flown down from Udon, but still, at the end of the day, it was very, very, very quiet, and I couldn't believe it. And even coming into the town, I came in on old Tuesday. I think it was been more than a few days now, quite a few days. I actually flew in on Tuesday, I think it was, and it's sort of Sunday now. Yeah, so it's quite a while. Time. It's sort of, you know, when you're in Bangkok, time sort of gets lost. Everything gets lost in time. But yeah, it was very, very, very quiet. And even on the freeway coming in as well, coming from the Dong Mong side, obviously, it was just very, very quiet. I was just very, very surprised to see it. But, you know, in going around, especially today, I had a really marvelous day today. Try and put some stuff up on YouTube as well. I was in Scruffy Murphy's. That was really nice, little Irish pub, just the other side of Soy Cowboy, let's say. So you go Terminal 21, you turn there, you go up, you go got along through Soy Cowboy. And it was really quite good. You know, I do like my Sunday roasts there. They are just perfect. I had some beef, I had some chicken, and obviously the roast potatoes, mash, and need I go on, it was all together really nice. And that is Scruffy Murphy's, so you guys have got to check it out. But yeah, it was just what, in a sense, that we want to do. I'll leave this for the next section. We want to do quite a few sort of interesting things when we're down here. Obviously, I've got a few things to sort out as well. It's another reason for being here. But, you know, literally, it's got to be a question of just getting out and sorting things out. And if you hear the phone ringing there, that is Kung ringing right now. Well, the idea is we plan to do a couple of things, really. I mean, we've got it might be nice to go to the Grand Palace again and Wat Phrae Kru. Explore the sort of stunning Grand Palace, really complex. It's amazing because they've now got this underground sort of waiting area. And, of course, Wat Arun is very close to the temple, the iconic temple of the dawn. And, it's got quite a sort of unique sort of architectural design. And we'd like to go to the market as well. Tatatunk, I can never pronounce it right, Mike. Sometimes, the less I actually hear the words, my Thai, Po Thai, is poor time I die up, you know, is not as good. So experience that market again. It's just so good for food. And there's the floating market as well, and Jim Thompson House, and it's this beautiful teak wood house with an art collection of the American entrepreneur that actually lived there and traded, I do believe, in the silk industry, if my memory serves me right. But there's Lamprini Park as well. I know you like the stories, and I've got a story about Lamprini Park. You know, it's quite a scary one. It did make me jump. Of course, you can go on the Chao Phraya River and have a lovely cruise there. And also, we've got all these things that we want to look forward to doing again. And, you know, let's try and think now. There's the Bangkok Arts and Cultural Centre. We never really actually got to doing that. So that would be very, very nice to do. So, you know, I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited, to be fair. So it's going to be really, really good. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. And thank you ever so much for listening. And I'd also like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners as well. It's really nice to have you keep coming back. But really, honestly, we are getting so excited because we've got quite a few things planned. I'm not going to spill the beans, but over the next few weeks, there's going to be some pretty exciting stuff. I'd also like to thank the subscribers for subscribing to the special edition podcast. Oh, wow. There's so many of you. Thank you ever so much. And it all goes to helping me create the input. And I'm just over the moon that you're just loving it so much. And please don't forget, you can also contribute as well, and I'd love to have your contributions. So anyway, I think what I'll do is in the bio on this, I'll put a link to the subscription page. I think that might be an idea. So anyway, let's get on with the next section. Yeah, it all seems to be happening outside the hotel. There's two cats having three cats having a good old argument out there by the sounds of it. Now, you know, I just want to talk about, you know, some of the events, let's just say, in January. You know, I mean, you've got the open mic nights, Thursday, Bangkok Dangerous. Could well be at the comedy joint in the Khao San Road, you know, and you've got so many in January. You know, you've actually got the third Global Peace Summit. Obviously, I won't be going, but that will be very interesting to host as a host city, you know, and you know, there's just so many things. So what I would suggest is to actually go and have a look on the internet. But there's just so many sort of comedy clubs. Me and Corn, we like at the Thai Comedy Club, which is, I can't remember the exact address of it. I didn't know how to get there. And, you know, that is a really, really nice event. And just so many things. This is why, you know, I can't get to sleep, you know, because I'm just so excited that when in the next, I better get ready now, actually. Well, at least get ready to go soon, because I'll be going up to the airport to go and meet her plane, you know, and then we're going to saunter back to the hotel. But, you know, Bangkok is everything. So I do suggest you get yourselves down here and have a good look around. Anyway, we're nearing the end of the podcast now because I'm sort of slowly, quickly running out of time. But I have got that story for you, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story is a Bangkok story. It's a Lamprini Park story. As you know, Lamprini is a really, really big park, and it's got a massive, great big lake in the centre. And there's exercise equipment. There's places to go and get some food. And there is a famous sort of cycle track that people use, and running track. People just run around the park. So, you know, it takes a while. But, you know, I'd had an ice cream and had a nice drink, and I just decided to sort of settle down and just relax in the park, which is what I sort of endeavoured to do. But as I was sitting down, all of a sudden, out of the water, as far as I was concerned, was this massive, great big lizard. Now, nobody told me about them. I didn't know they existed. And this thing was absolutely huge. Now, I'm not known for moving fast, but I really did move fast, and it scared the living daylights out of me. And, you know, in some respects, I probably think, well, I'll go back to Lanfranc Park, but I probably won't go quite as close to those dinosaurs as I did. But anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now, and thank you ever so much for listening. And don't forget the feedback. And it leaves me nothing more to say than stay safe. Love you all.